The Matanuska cancels its weekly trip to Haines and Skagway due to a COVID-19 outbreak and mechanical issues. And the Haynesboro Assembly considers a resolution to become a Second Amendment sanctuary. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. A state ferry remained tied up in Ketchikan with more than 30 passengers and vehicles on board Monday as state officials grappled with a second COVID-19 outbreak among crew and failure of one of the ship's engines. The Matanuska arrived from Bellingham early Sunday and was scheduled to depart Ketchikan midday for Ports North with 34 passengers on board and 33 vehicles in the car deck. Two crew members were infected with the coronavirus and taken off the ship last week. The ship sailed again before results of close contacts were returned. They came back on Sunday as the Matanuska arrived in Ketchikan, showing at least one new crew member was infected. The entire crew was then retested Sunday, confirming two new infected crew members on board. One left the ship to isolate at home in Ketchikan, while the other lives in Juneau and has remained on the vessel. The Matanuska tried to get underway about 12 hours later, but the starboard engine failed and the ferry returned to Ketchikan early Monday, where it's awaiting repairs. The Matanuska is a mainline ferry that had a $47 million overhaul with new engines in late 2019. It broke down a year ago, leaving coastal Alaska without regional ferry service for more than a month. The Matanuska was scheduled to sail north to major southeast ports, including Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway. A second leg to Petersburg and Sitka is also scheduled this week. The Alaska Marine Highway System has not said when the latest repairs are expected to be completed. The Haynesboro Assembly is considering a resolution to make the borough a quote-unquote Second Amendment sanctuary. Under the resolution, the borough would oppose any efforts to unconstitutionally restrict the right to bear arms. Assemblymember Paul Rogers says he drafted the resolution to make Haines a Second Amendment sanctuary because he is worried that the Biden administration is infringing on the right to bear arms.
The president made it pretty clear he's going to move on gun control in some manner or another. He would like to go back to the late 1990s and the Gun Control Act of that time that limited the types of weapons that you could have, and I don't think those things result in a reduction in crime.
In Rogers' view, any efforts by the federal government to register firearms, restrict magazine sizes, or restrict purchases of weapons like the AR-15 would be a violation of the Second Amendment. While the resolution acknowledges that the borough has no authority to regulate firearms, Rogers says it spells out the community's role in resisting federal efforts to curtail citizens' constitutional rights.
The president made it pretty clear he's going to move on gun control in some manner or another. He would like to go back to the late 1990s and the Gun Control Act of that time that limited the types of weapons that you could have, and I don't think those things result in a reduction in crime.
Haines would not be the first community in Alaska to adopt such a resolution. The Kenai Peninsula Borough voted to become a Second Amendment sanctuary last summer. There have been 41 mass shootings in the United States during the month of April. The country has the 32nd highest rate of gun violence in the world, ranking far higher on the list than any other developed country. Alaska also has the highest gun death rate per capita of any state in the U.S. When asked if he sees gun violence as a problem in the U.S., Rogers says the violence is related to a lack of enforcement.
We have ample laws at the federal, state, and local levels that, if used correctly, will severely restrict gun violence. Honest people don't commit terrible crimes. For the most part.
The Haynesboro Assembly will meet Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers to decide whether to adopt Rogers' resolution. Details on how to participate via Zoom are available at HainesAlaska.gov. On Monday afternoon, residents and business owners in Skagway were invited to join a virtual town hall with Alaska's Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer. Residents weighed in on the Dunleavy administration's plan to make $150 million available to the tourism industry. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
The lieutenant governor has been speaking with communities all over southeast Alaska about how to properly appropriate the discretionary funds that the federal government has made available to the state of Alaska through the American Rescue Plan Act. the Dunleavy administration's plan would earmark about $150 million in grant money for tourism-based businesses that have been impacted by COVID-19 shutdowns. The lieutenant governor asked Skagway residents if giving $10 million for a marketing campaign to the Alaska Travel Industry Association, or ATIA, would help Skagway. Skagway business owner Robert Murphy says general advertising won't help tour businesses in Skagway, even if it was able to bring large numbers of independent travelers to the community.
It will not be enough for many of the transportation and tour operators to even write our insurance policy. We will not even be able to sign a name with their minimum earned premium to make it back. So we can't even open to do business.
Local hotel owner Beth Smith says that her hotel is usually 80% booked for the summer season by this date, but that isn't the case this year. Smith says her business, unlike others in town, isn't as deeply affected by the lack of cruise ships.
For us, the big thing is the border. And then that, I don't know how much you will be able to help us with.
Lieutenant Governor Meyer said during his closing statements that he and the governor are working on an agreement with the Canadian government to open the border between Skagway and Whitehorse. Meyer also said he's going to push for added flexibility in the grant program that would allow for more businesses to qualify. Additionally, Meyer was clear that the governor's plan will have to go through the state legislature before any money is made available.
It's ultimately going to be up to the legislature to decide because they're the appropriating body. So we need to work them as well. But we want to do a grant program with a lot of flexibility.
In addition to legislative approval, the U.S. Treasury will issue guidance on the relief package, which could affect how the monies are spent. The Alaska House of Representatives seeks to send a bill to the state Senate next week. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.